This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 832. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. High-level vocabulary to describe beginnings and endings.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Now is the magical time for new beginnings. Today, you'll learn super impressive vocabulary for starting and ending things so you can embark on your IELTS speaking exam with newfound confidence.
Hey, Jessica, what's up?
Well, here's what's up. I turned 40 on January 16th, and that's kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal. Happy birthday.
Thank you. You know, I know that I've been mentioning it on the show recently, but it does connect to today's topic, you guys. We are going to teach you amazing vocabulary today. What kind of vocab are the students going to learn today, Aubrey?
Yeah, we want to talk about beginnings and endings, like vocabulary that you use to talk about something starting and vocabulary to talk about something finishing. So yeah, it has to do, you know, a lot with turning 40. That's a big one, 40. It's an important age.
It is. Guys, I would love to know if 40 is a big deal in your culture as well. Come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com/episodes/IELTS. This is episode 832. Tell us how you feel about the age of 40. So I feel like this connects because like it's age is all about your state of mind, right?
Definitely.
And when I hear people talk about turning 40 or being in their 40s, people sound so negative and they're talking about it like, you know, they
now you're
like
old.
It's the end, yeah. Right? Like, this is the end. If I haven't done it by now, I'm never going to do it. I can't do anything. I'm 40 now. But for me, it doesn't feel that way. It feels like a new opportunity to begin more cool stuff.
Definitely a new beginning. That actually reminds me, when I turned 40 on my birthday, I was with my family at this cabin in Island Park in Idaho. And I said, I want to play 40 games today, which
That's
is a
so
lot
awesome.
For one day, right? And it was like all kinds of games. Outdoor games. We did like canoe races and we played Kick the Can, which is this crazy outdoor game where you're like jumping
I love
over cans.
Kick the Can.
It's so fun. So like board games and card games inside, but also lots of fun games outside. And we did it. I played from 7 a.m. when I woke up and played hide and seek with my 5-year-old twins and everyone else
Yay!
Was asleep until midnight when we played the 40th game. And it was so fun. I love games. It was the perfect way for me to turn 40. What are you going to do, Jessica? Are you going to do something big and fun?
I haven't decided yet. Because we're recording this a bit before my birthday. So
yeah.
I haven't actually made any plans yet. I'm not sure. But at the end of the month, I'm going to Mexico with my mom. So
there you go. That's fun.
That's the big thing. I know I'll do something here with James, of course, and with my friends.
Yes.
I just haven't planned anything yet. But whatever it is, it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be amazing.
So like as we're turning 40, right? And we're like I feel like it's also a time of reflection. I was surprised to realize that I've been teaching for over 16 years. Like that just, it sounds like such a long
time. It's a long time, a really long time. I know, I've been teaching for 19 years. That kind of feels like forever. I know, I had mentioned that to my husband and he was like, how is that? He's like, you're 41. And I said, well, you know, I was living in Montreal. I was very young and I started up these ESL classes and it was amazing. And so, yeah, I started teaching when I was pretty young still.
That's so fantastic. Guys, we have so much experience on our team. Everyone has bachelor's degrees. Everyone has a master's degrees. We are the most qualified and highly educated team of teachers at All Ears English, guys. Okay, so let's get into today's vocabulary. We're going to, first of all, teach you guys some very high-level ways to talk about beginning. And then in the second half, we'll talk about the ending. Now, what made you think of today's topic, Aubrey?
So I was reading some IELTS practice books, the newest one, actually, one of the newest ones, and there was this question where you would have to know the word culminate and what it means in order to get it right. The test question was asking about a day's activities, and the question asked what the first day's program would culminate with. And I thought, man, that is a high-level word.
That's a tough word.
Yeah, not every student's going to know it. And looking over the question, I'm like, if you don't know what that word means, you would get this one wrong. So I said, let's do a podcast and make sure we cover culminate. Make sure we know what that means.
Yes. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, guys, so this is taken from real IELTS test practice that Aubrey has been doing. So you know that it's necessary.
Yep.
Okay, so culminate, of course, is to end. So we'll talk about that word at the end of the show.
Yep.
But another high-level way to say begin is commence. And guys, I'm going to use this in a sentence for you. If you are commencing your IELTS preparation, it is so hard to know, first of all, where are you now and what do you have to do to get to that 7 or higher, right? You have to know what score you are commencing with, and you can find out for free, guys. We have an online score calculator that is amazing. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Find out what score you are commencing with, and then you'll get free resources just for your level.
Yes, and you often see this word also as a noun, commencement. Like if people are talking about the beginning of something, they'll say the commencement of these activities started on January 3rd, and it means the beginning. Yeah, I see that a lot.
Yeah, and like for ceremonies and stuff, commencement ceremony I've seen.
Yes, right, which is often graduation, but they're talking about, okay, this is another commencement of like your college or moving on, right? So really good graduation.
I think it's like, even though it's marking the end of schooling, it's to signify the commencement of the rest of your life. Like
exactly.
This is the commencement of the next stage. So it is a funny thing to name the beginning though, because it's signifying the end of school. So another cool way to say start is to embark on something. I feel like we often use this to talk about adventure and journeys.
Yes, definitely. This would be a great one to use in speaking for any of them. It's not too informal. You know, you can say, I embarked on a journey, and you could talk about a travel you've been on. You could also talk about studying something. So it doesn't have to be going somewhere. Anything you begin, you could say you embark on that.
Yeah, I think as a phrasal verb, it's still high level that it could be used anywhere on the test because it's interesting.
Yes.
So this is a great one to put in your vocabulary notebooks, guys. Three key students, add this to your notebooks. Because speaking part one, part two, part three, you could use this all over the show, guys, and in writing as well.
Oh yeah, definitely, for sure. And then we've got some fun idioms about beginnings and embarking on fun things. I love the one, nothing ventured, nothing gained. This is a great one for the new year, right?
Yes.
Beginning and new things. We use this a lot. Do you use this one in your day-to-day life, Jessica?
I totally do. I don't think I use this idiom a lot, but it's more of a state of mind that comes up for me a lot. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. I think when I'm encouraging James to take risks and try new things, right? I'm like, well, you never know, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't try, you'll never find out. So I think I do talk about this idea a lot. Just like, guys, if you don't try, if you don't like take a chance, you're never going to grow. You're never going to get anything in return.
Yeah, no, for sure. I say this often. If someone's asking me to try something and I'm not sure I can do it, I'll just throw that idiom out. I'll say, nothing ventured, nothing gained. And I just kind of mean,
that's awesome.
I might screw this up, but if I don't try it, we'll never know. I might do it well.
And even in failing, we learn. We learn more by making mistakes than we do by doing things correctly. So it doesn't matter. Like the outcome itself doesn't matter, right? It's the journey. It's the risk. It's the trying that counts. Another related phrase that's really cool, out with the old and in with the new.
Yeah, that's a great one for the new year.
I think we've talked about that one before, but that one's great.
That is a fun one. Just like, okay, let's new start, fresh start. Out with the old and in with the new. That's a good one.
Guys, come back to the blog. This is episode 832. Use this idiom, guys. Use any of today's vocabulary and tell us new things that you are starting or maybe negative things that you are ending. But practice using this vocab, guys, in the comment section.
Yes, definitely. After the break, we're going to give you some great words for endings.
Hello, awesome listeners. Are you embarking on your IELTS preparation right now? Or maybe you already commenced this practice, but you're still not sure what score you would get. Guys, find out where you are with your IELTS score right now. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score. allearsenglish.com/my score. Super short quiz, get your estimated score and free resources. See you there. Welcome back, guys. So we have learned amazing vocabulary for starting and beginning. All of these words you could hear on the listening test, you could see on the reading test. And I think more importantly, I want you to use them in speaking and writing. So we've learned how to say beginning in an interesting way. What's a cool way to say end?
Yeah. So this one that I saw in these IELTS Prouts prep books, culminate, is a great word to talk about the height of something, like the apex of something interesting.
Yes.
And it's going to be toward the end. It's like the biggest moment probably coming toward the end. You're not going to have something that culminates in the very beginning, right? This is coming toward the end of whatever's going on.
Totally. And it's collocated with the preposition in usually, right? To culminate mm-hmm. in an outcome. So we could say all of our hard work has culminated in the best IELTS course available.
Yes. That's a very accurate sentence right there.
Oh, I love it. Very high level, super impressive. Terminate. I like this. This is very flexible in my mind because it's like, this is used as a noun to say terminal. I think if you're traveling, guys, like the terminal stop, right, would be the last stop on the subway line or whatever you're taking, the bus line perhaps. But also to terminate could be a verb for to fire someone at work. So mm-hmm. instead of saying like I was fired, I could say I was terminated.
Yes, exactly. You'll hear this word sometimes with medical references too, right? If someone terminates a pregnancy or if an illness is terminated in some way. I've seen this a lot with medical articles.
And for fans of sci-fi action, The Terminator, there's like six movies out there, guys. James and I have seen them all, including the new one, Dark Fate. So watch The Terminator.
How was the new one? I haven't seen it.
It's all right. It's weird. You know what they did, actually? They chose to totally ignore three of the Terminator movies that preceded it. And so, like, I'm going to spoil something, but it's in the preview, so I'm not spoiling it. Sarah Connors is in it, even though she was supposed to die, like, many movies ago. So, they totally ignored, like, three of the movies and just invented this whole new sort of Terminator story. But it's still
good. Pretend she didn't die, and then this might have happened. Okay.
I know. It's crazy. Whatever. It's sci-fi. You can do anything. And it's just cool seeing, like, old man Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, old man Terminator is so cool. I love
him. And old woman Sarah Connor, who's totally, she's like so tough. I love her.
Oh my God. She is bad. She is awesome. Bad in a good way. All right. So last one here, guys. Here's a phrasal verb, wind up. I would say this is a little more informal.
Yeah.
So I would use this in speaking part one or part two, general training letters. And this is also like, I use this when I'm telling stories about the past to say like what happened at the end. Like eventually, maybe we didn't mean for this to happen, but it did happen. So I could be like, you know what? We had all these plans yesterday, but it was raining really hard. So we wound up just watching movies all day.
Yep, exactly, right? That's you use it a lot talking about the past. I agree. And it is a little more informal. So it'd be a great one to use on speaking part one. Definitely.
Yeah, or like at the end of your story and speaking part two, that would be awesome.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. Ooh, three key students. I know that you have been taking notes in the speaking part two module lesson because there are tons of linking words in there. Add this. I wound up doing something. That's a great way to end speaking part two.
Yes, and then we have another great idiom about something ending, which is tie up loose ends. You see this one a lot. This is very commonly used. Yeah. I tied up some loose ends the other day when I, you know, broke up with my boyfriend. Not me personally, but, you know.
I know. Hypothetically. Like, you've been married forever, Aubrey.
You're like,
I, like, to my mind, to tie up loose ends means, like, you're at the end of a long process and there's just a few more little details to finish before it's finally done. So like as we're recording this episode, right? We record in advance, guys. So for you listening now, the computer course is out there. It's available. Go get it. allearsenglish.com/keys. But as we're recording this in advance, I am currently tying up loose ends with the course, making sure everything is finished, all of the links work, everything is worded correctly. So I feel like this describes taking care of the final details at the end of a long project.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. That's a really good example that you've got a few loose ends you're tying up in order to be ready to launch that program. And yeah, when you've got just a few little finishing touches to do on something, that's a good example. You're tying up the loose ends.
And the whole team is tying up the loose ends right
now.
That's right. Aubrey, you're helping out a lot.
Yep.
Okay. So guys, this is amazing vocab. Please tell us how you would use any of today's words. allearsenglish.com/episodes. This is episode 832. And if you are embarking on your IELTS journey, or maybe you started it a while ago, but you're still not sure what is going on, this is the place to start, guys. It's free. allearsenglish.com/myscore. Get your estimated band score in 2 minutes. It's so fast. It's so easy. And then you get tons of free resources. allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Yes. Awesome. It was fun chatting with you today, Jessica. These are all great words.
You thought of all of them. And thank you so much for all your hard work. This is an amazing list today.
Well, thank you. If I don't say so myself.
All right, Aubrey. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.